If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN's Daylight Savings Time. Time is now 4:38. Make sure you're springing that clock forward. So our friends at Thrillist, Roger, put out this list, and they state that you can tell a lot about a city in its common language. So Chicagoans have cultivated their very own speech patterns through kinds of questions we ask. We've got so many nicknames, Bennett, for the different parts of the city and things that we say about the Windy City. And if you've got a common phrase, and you'll catch this as we start talking about it, that you always use that you think is really indicative of Chicago, you want to share, 312-981-7200. We'll take the seventh caller, and we'll give away a Lou Malnati's $25 gift card for that. So here's one of the ones that they say we say around town. Chicago's actually safer than you think. I think I've had to say that to people that have visited here in the city. It's true that there are parts of Chicago that are tough, but when you live outside of the city, I had friends from Texas who, as soon as this Trump event happened Friday and all the mm-hmm. protesters broke loose, they're like, "Yep, that's Chicago," you know, all over. I'm like, "No, it's really not." But that's what makes the news.
Well, you also know that over in Europe and other parts of the continent over there, they still believe we have gangsters running all over town.
Al Capone. It's all about Al Capone. Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing Chicagoans say, we can walk it.
Huh?
Yeah, we can walk it, they say. You know, I get that, though, too, because it's like in New York, too. You know, you don't have to take a cab. We can walk it.
I'm so pro-walking everywhere.
I've never...
Yeah, but that's what it is, kind of. Yeah, is
okay, we can walk
it. I got that immediately. I'm right there with it.
Okay. Another question we ask, what neighborhood are we in?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You city know. Neighborhoods.
Yeah, city neighborhoods. Damn red light camera ticket. That's a good one. That's a good one. I can see that. I can see that happening. Do you have a parking permit? So that is true for people that live downtown and you're visiting someone else's name. Here's a good one that only Chicagoans would understand. Should we take LSD?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because nobody knows what that means.
I'm always told, don't take LSD.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Depending on the time of day.
That's true. But Nancy Reagan would say, just say no.
Just say
Bennett. No.
God bless her. Hop on the Dan Ryan.
Sure.
You know, I mean, but these are things that, again, we don't realize that's just indicative to us. Tom Skilling said it would be warm this weekend. Tom Skilling's name is invoked so many times by so many people about the weather. Hey, I wonder what it's going to be like tomorrow. Well, yeah. Tom Skilling says.
Tom.
Yeah.
Bennett says this is what Cheryl Scott says. You know.
No. We'll bring Tom over and talk to him. Because, you know, he is Tom freaking Skilling.
He is Tom freaking Skilling. He is.
Well, Cheryl has to learn it from someone.
That's right. That's right. Chicago's got two seasons. Yeah, I've heard that a lot, too. Here's a good one. Now, I have to be careful because I have to edit this. Shovel your damn sidewalk. Yeah. I wonder if that happens in the neighborhood. You know, I've said that to my son too when he shovels some snow, and hopefully we've had our last of it. Is hey, make sure if you're going to do anything before you leave, shovel the sidewalk, because I know it's a path to the metro. You know, for most people in my neighborhood.
And you know what I hate though?
What's that?
People who they shovel their sidewalk 3 days after the snow has fallen and it's been trampled down into ice.
Yeah,
they will make one snow shovel width.
Yeah.
Path.
It's true.
Don't get me started.
But the summers here are amazing. Mm. It's explaining the winters to somebody. Oh, but the summers here are amazing. I'm telling you. Let's see here. Sweet or hot?
Mm-hmm. Peppers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Is there a street fest going on? Mm-hmm. So it's the question of why am I being rerouted?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I'm a street fest guy. Here's one from 847. Over by there.
Over by there.
Over by there. Yeah. If you got a phrase, Chicago phrase you want to share, I'll give you a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card, 312-981-7200. Here's another one. There's always next year.
Oh, God, please don't remind me.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this might be something.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Here's some other ones from another list that Bennett dug up here. Da Bears. I mean, obviously something that we talk about. Da. Yeah. Boys Town. Let's go. You know, let's we're in Boys Town. I mean, that's nobody knows what Boys Town means outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, The Taste.
Right.
Hey, let's. Hey, hey, we're going over to The Taste.
Yeah.
Taste of Chicago.
Yeah,
gotta
exactly.
Love it.
Yeah. Which was called, before The Taste, it was Chicago Fest.
That's right.
Chicago Fest.
I even have a 30-second public service announcement promoting it when Frank Sinatra appeared at Navy Pier.
Oh, that's cool.
I produced it and starred in it.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
You've been around a long time, Roger Bannish.
Ancient and ancient.
No, you're not. Deep Dish. I mean, that's, you know, if you're not from Chicago, that might. I love visiting other cities. And, like, you can be in Austin, Texas. You can be in Phoenix. You can be in Boston. You can be in Minneapolis. And you see a sign that says Chicago-style pizza. Never. It never is.
No, it's not the, not even close to being the same.
Or Chicago-style hot dogs. No. Once in a while you get, you know, I was in Nashville, and I had a buddy of mine relocate there for a job, and he said, no, there's a real Chicago-style hot dog place, Vienna hot dogs, you know, vegetables on a bun, a meal on a bun. This is it right here.
And plus, they don't cook them the same for some reason.
Mm-mm. No, it's true. No, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Hey, Terry, you're on 720 WGN. What's your phrase?
My aunt used to tell me we were going to go shopping on the avenue.
On the avenue.
Okay, what avenue was is it?
I gotta say Michigan Avenue.
North.
No. Mm-mm. Well, it's kind of west, north, yeah.
Okay. give us a hint. What stores?
Oh boy, let's see. Here. Oh, all right. Let's see. My dad grew up around Damon and Chicago.
On the avenue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it, Terry?
Chicago Avenue.
Chicago Avenue.
Right, because they had all the big stores down that way, and she says, we're going shopping on the avenue.
Wow.
That's what they used to call it.
That was code.
Phil riding under our noses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, Terry, hang on the line. Bennett will get your information. Sure. We'll get you a Lou Malnati's gift card.
Oh,
thanks so
thank
much for
you.
Calling. You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. 815, when making a spectacular basket at the playground, you were Jordan. Oh, that's cool. Yep. Oh, I love this one. This is my favorite. Oh, use guys. I agree with that, too. 708, absolutely no ketchup. See, now that's a rule for me, especially when I even take the kids out, is there's no ketchup on a hot dog. Dave Schwann, I see you sitting in the chair already. You can't have a hot dog in Chicago. My kids, that's the way we grew up. In Chicago, is I made sure my kids never got ketchup on a hot dog. I didn't want them to get used to it. It is not the Chicago way. I think I have brought little ketchup bottles from hotels that I've taken, Dave. into like
stealing. You don't steal towels. You don't steal glasses.
No.
You steal little ketchup bottles.
Exactly. I love how
I should know this after having seen all of the memorabilia at your
that's
place.
That's right. I love how, by the way, Roger morphs into you within seconds. You know, all of a sudden
he's not proud of that.
No, but I brought little ketchup bottles into like Gene and Jude's, and I've taken them out only to get people looking like they want to beat the crap out of me. But it's always for the fries. I will never ever put it near a hot dog, and my kids know it too. It's sacrilege in the house.
What do you put ketchup on?
Fries. Onion rings.
Onion rings. I like hot sauce with onion rings. and Roger just said mustard. Yeah.
I've never tried mustard with that. I've had like ranch, I guess, with onion rings. But
that's good.
Yeah, or barbecue sauce is actually really good too. All right, other things we talk about in Chicago that are really true Chicago. Let's see here, the Viagra Triangle. Nobody else would know what that means if you're not from Chicago, which is down over by Rush Street and so forth. Madhouse on Madison, something that most people wouldn't recognize as down by the United Center. The Bean, located in Millennium Park, of course. Everyone is obsessed with that, but it's not actually called the Bean. I'm on the L.
You also know if someone asks where Willis Tower is, that they are not from here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've politely corrected out-of-town visitors. Gladly help them out. But, you know, when you're here in Chicago, refer to it as Sears Tower.
That's right. You know what? It's funny. I still call it the Sears. I refuse.
Everybody does around here.
Exactly.
We do refer to it as Willis in a news story because that is its proper name.
Proper name.
You and I are talking, it's going to be Sears Tower.
It's going to be the Sears Tower.
It's going to be the Sears. Sears.
The Sears Tower.
Sears.
The friendly confines, of course, Wrigley, but people don't know what I'm like. Hey, we're heading over to the friendly confines. What does that mean? What do you mean? Hey, we're here at the friendly confines. I love hearing that. But that's a very odd, like, no one else from outside the city knows what that means.
I wonder if, you know, the classic old Fenway ballpark has a kind of a nickname like that.
I bet you
they
do.
The friendly confines of beautiful Wrigley Field. I know they have the Green Monster there. You know,
But
that's just referring to a part of the building, not the whole place.
That's true. That's true. And those are the most Chicago things Chicagoans say. You and I will be back with This Week in History after a quick break next time, 720. That's right. This Week in History on 720 WGN.